Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, three lines from the top, by the words Amar Rav Ashi. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Machlaikas, the Machlaikas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, about whether or not Kedusha Shvias is transferred Derach Mekach or also Derach Hilu. Rabbi Lazar said Dafka Derach Mekach. Rabbi Yochanan said also Derach Hilu. The whole Machlaikas is Dafka B'Pri Rishayin. It's Dafka discussing the original, the fruit that had the Kedusha Shvias that grew during the Shemitah year. That fruit, so Rabbi Lazar holds, it's only, the Kedusha is only transferred Derach Mekach. And Rabbi Yochanan says also Derach Hilu. Aval B'Pri Sheni, but when it comes to a fruit that was then exchanged for this fruit, so then divrei hakol bein derech mekach bein derech hilul. So then everybody agrees, even Rabbi Lazar agrees, that the kedusha could get transferred derech hilul. V'had dekatani lakach lakach, and that which it says in the brisa, which we brought on mem on the bees, as the tani kevasid Rabbi Lazar, that he kept describing a person exchanging the kedusha of peres shvias, and he kept saying he used that to buy that and used that to buy that. We kept saying lakach lakach, even by the pri sheni. That's just because I did the tana reisha lakach, tana nami seifo lakach. Since in the reisha, since by the pre rishain, it had to be a case of lakach, because the brisa was going like Rabbi Lazar, that the first pre rishain, the kedusha is only transferred derech mekach. So then we just spoke about lakach lakach by all the peiros. But really, by the pre sheni, it doesn't have to be dafka derech mekach. However, Esvi Ravina Rav Ashi, Ravina asked Rav Ashi that I have a brisa which seems to say not like that. It says, Mishi Yeshle Sela Shel Shvias, if a person has money that has Kedusha Shvias, Ubi Keshli Kachle Bay Chaluk, and he wants to use that Sela to buy a shirt, he wants to buy a Chaluk, but the problem is that you're not allowed to transfer Kedusha Shvias onto a shirt. You're only allowed to use it for food, for things that you'll use up that year, not a shirt which you could keep around for many years. So he wants to take this Sela now and he wants to buy a shirt, but he can't, because if he does that transaction, the Kedusha will go onto the Chaluk. So Kate said, yes. So what should he do? He should go to a store owner who he is familiar with, and he should tell him, this will be a favor for him from the store owner, but he should tell him that tain li basela peiros, give me some oranges for the sela. So the store owner does this. So now the oranges have the kedusha shvias. The money now became chulin, and the oranges have kedusha shvias. The chayzer va'imer lai. Then he says to the store owner, "Hare peiros halalu nusunam lucha b'matana. Here I have some oranges for you as a matana." The hu aimer lai, and then the store owner tells him that hey lucha sela zu b'matana. I have some money for you as a present, and by doing it in such a way, now he gets back his money, and now it's chulin. And then he could use the money to buy whatever it is that he wants. He could buy the chaluk. The only thing that happened now is that now the store owner's oranges became imbued with kedusha shvias, which is not the end of the world. He just has to know that. He has to treat it with kedusha shvias. But that's what he does as a favor to this person to make his money into chulin. Now, what's the kasha? The kasha is v'ha'hacha d'prisheniu. Here we're talking about money with kedusha shvias, which is a prisheni. Money doesn't grow on trees. There's no such thing as money that's a pre-rishain. Money could only have kedusha shvias if it was used in exchange for a pre-rishain, for a fruit that had kedusha shvias. So the money is a prisheni. B'katani derech mekachin derech hiluloi. And still, the brisa seems to be saying that the only way to get the kedusha off is through a mekach. It doesn't work through a chilul. He can't just take his own oranges and just say, oh, I want the kedusha to leave the coin and go onto the orange. That's not going to work. It only works derech mekach, even though we're talking about a prisheni. So it's a kasha on Rav Ashi. So it says the Gemara Elam Rav Ashi. Rather, it must be that this is what Rav Ashi said. The machlekes is b'prisheni. The opposite. The machlekes was about the prisheni. Avo b'prisheni divrei hakol derech mekach in derech hiluloi. But when it comes to the pre-rishon, so then even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that it does not work derech hilul. It only works derech mekach. V'had dekatani echad shvias v'echad ma'aser sheni. That which it said in the brisa that we brought a memam abeis as a tani kevasid Rabbi Yochanan, that you could take Meiser Sheni and Shvias, and you could be mechallel onto an animal. So that's mashma derech hilul. My Shvias, demei Shvias. When it says you could do that to something with kedusha Shvias, it's referring to demei Shvias. It's referring to a pre Sheni. But on a pre Rishon, you cannot take the kedusha off derech hilul. Dilaite mahachi. And it has to be that the Braise is talking about the Priyasheni, because if you don't say that, so then when it says that you could take the Kedusha off of Meiser, Meiser Mamish, you're going to tell me that it means literally Meiser? Vaksiv Vitzarata Kesef Biyadecha. It says that you have to, when you redeem Meiser Sheni, when you redeem the fruits, you have to redeem it onto money. So how could you redeem it in the case of the Braise onto an animal? Ela Demei Meiser, Hachanami Demei Shvias. Ela Maya must be talking about Demei Meiser, money that has Kedushas Meiser Sheni, because you already took the Kedusha from the fruits and put it onto the money. So we're talking about a pre-sheni. So to hear, when it comes to Shemitah, then when the Braise says you could do that with the Kedusha Shvias, it's referring specifically to a pre-sheni. So that's the maskana of the Gemara, that the Machlaikis is dafka about a pre-sheni. That's when Rabbi Eichlin says it could even, the Kedusha could be transferred even derech Hilo. But when it comes to a pre-reshain, then everybody holds that the Kedusha is only transferred derech Mekach. Says the Mishnah. It used to be, Bizmana Mikdash, so the Lulav was only taken one day outside the Mikdash and 7 days in the Mikdash. Mina Torah, the Pasuk says, Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yamim, so in the Mikdash, Lefnei Hashem, there's a mitzvah 7 days. Outside of that, we say, Ulakachtam Lechem B'yoyim HaRishayin, that there's only a mitzvah on the first day. So that's the way things used to be. That if you lived outside the Mikdash, so you only took the Arba Minim on the first day of Sukkot. However, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Hiskin Rabban Yoichan Ben Zakkai, Shehei Lulav Nita B'Medina Shiva Zeichel HaMikdash. He made a takana to remember the mitzvah that we had in the Mikdash, that we used to take the Arba Minim 7 days, so Rabban Yoichan Ben Zakkai made a takana that even outside the Mikdash, that will take the Arba Minim all 7 days. Another takana Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai made at that time is v'sheyehe yoyim anaf kulei aser, that the whole second day of Pesach, the yoyim anaf, the day of the Karban Omer, so the whole entire day you're not allowed to eat chadash. Mida raisa, and bizman hamikdash rather, bizman hamikdash, so you weren't allowed to eat from the new grains until the second day of Pesach when they would bring the Karban Omer. Once they bring the Karban Omer, so then you could eat from the new grains, which we'll see in the Gemara, the latest that typically happened was by Chatzay Sayyayim. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, so Min HaTorah, you're allowed to eat from the new grains as soon as the morning comes on the second day of Pesach. However, Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai, as we'll see soon, had a chashash, and because of that chashash, he made a takana that the whole second day of Pesach nowadays, you're not allowed to eat from the Chadash until the third day of Pesach. The whole entire second day is Kulay Aser. So, Mina Alanda Avdin Zeichel HaMikdash, says the Gemara, how do we know about this concept of making a Zeichel HaMikdash? So, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Damakra, because the Pasuk says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Ki Ala Ruchalach, Makasech, or Paichnu Mashem, I'm going to heal you, Ki Nidacha Karulach, Tziyan Hi Dairish Einla. So, the Iker is the end of the Pasuk. It says, Dairish Einla, that Yerushalayim doesn't have anyone seeking it out. So we dash it from there, Dairish Einla, Mechlal Debaya Drisha. It's mashma that's a bad thing, that really, it needs someone to be Dairish. We're supposed to be Dairish Tziyain. We're supposed to be thinking about the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the makar that we make a takana as a Zeichel HaMikdash to think about the Beis HaMikdash and to anticipate its rebuilding. Vishyehe Yoyim Anaf, the second takana Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai made was that the entire second day of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat from the new grains. So my time, why did Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai make this takana? Really, midaraisa? As soon as it hits the morning, you're allowed to eat from the chadash. You could eat from the new grains. So why did he make this takana? So explains the Gemara, because meheri yibana beis hamikdash, soon, hopefully, the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt. V'yayimur, and people are going to think, when we have the beis hamikdash, we're going to be bizman hamikdash, and people are going to say that the shtakad, last year, I remember, on the second day of Pesach, milo yachanu b'hayir mizrach, didn't we eat from the chadash right when it became morning? So hashtanami nechel, so now also, let's have our pashachris, let's cook up the chadash, the new grains, and let's have some bread. However, vinu liyadi, they're not going to know, they're not going to realize that no, the ishtaka didn't have a Beis HaMikdash last year when we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash, hayar mizrach hitzer. So as soon as it became morning, that was matter the new grains. But hash the dika Beis HaMikdash, aimer matter. But now that we have a Beis HaMikdash, so it's only once you bring the carbon aimer, then you're allowed to eat from the new grains. Well, now says the Gemara, the Bani Amas, when is it that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was choshesh, so to speak, that the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt? Ilema de Ibni Bishitzar, that it will be rebuilt on the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, Hare Hitzer Hare Mizrach. Sentaka did become Batra already in the morning, because being that at that time there was no Beis Hamikdash, so the morning is matter the Chadash. Ela de Ibni Bechamesar. Well, rather, it must be he was choshesh that the Beis Hamikdash would be rebuilt on the 15th day of Nisan, or earlier. Well, if so, mechatzeis hayoyim ulahalon tishtiri. So why did Rabbi Yochanan aser the entire second day of Pesach to eat from the new grains? He should have just asered until chatzeis, because the latest that we'll ever have an iser til chadash will only be until chatzeis, even when we have a Beis Hamikdash. Now, tonight we learned in the Mishnah, harachaykim, the people that lived far from Yerushalayim, and they didn't know when the Karban Eimer was brought, so mutarin mechatzeis hayoyim ulahalon. So they're allowed to eat from the new grains, mechatzeis hayoyim and onwards, and they could assume that the Karban Eimer was brought already. Because Bezdin, they're not lazy about it, and we could assume that they brought it already. So why did Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai aser the entire second day of Pesach? So says the Gemara, Leitzricha de Ibni Belelia. Inami Samach Hashkiya Sechama. The chashash is that maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt on the night of the 16th of Nisan, or right next to that, on the 15th, but right before Shkiya Sechama. And there'll be no time to prepare the Karban Eimer. In the Mela, not because of laziness, but just pashut outs not having time, they're not going to be able to bring the Karban Eimer on the second day of Pesach until later in the day. And people are going to think that, hey, last year was mutter, at least by Chatzais, or even in the morning, and they're going to think that this year also it's like that, so therefore Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai aser the entire Yom Hanaf from eating from the Chadash. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, he says a different pshat than Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. The Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. The Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai didn't make a takana. This is not a gzeirah derabanan not to eat from the chadash until the whole second day of Pesach. Rather, he's going like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar min ha-tayra hu aser, who holds that the iser tayra of chadash applies the whole second day of Pesach nowadays that we don't have a Karban Eimer. The chziv, as the pasuk says, that when you don't have a Karban Eimer, so chadash is aser ad etzem ayayim hazeh, until the etzem of this day. Now Rabbi Yehuda darshan that doesn't mean until the morning of the 16th, rather it means ad itzumay shel yayim, until the day, until the whole day, the 16th day of Nisan. The kesaver ad ve'ad bechal, and he holds that when the Torah says that chadash is aser until the 16th day of Nisan, so that includes the 16th day in the Isser. So the whole 16th day is Aser. That's why Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said that the whole second day of Pesach is Aser Tif from the Chadash. Frakta Gemaru, Misavr Leikivase, does Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai really hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Vamithlak Palagale, but we have on record that they argue. Didn't we learn that Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiske Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Shiyehe Yoyim Anaf Kuloy Aser. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said his din that he said in our Mishnah, that the whole second day of Pesach is Aser Tid for Chadash. And on that we have that Amar Rabbi Yehuda, that no, Vahaloy Minatayra Hu Aser, isn't it Aser Minatayra, Dixiv Ad Etzam Yoyim Azeh, Ad Itzumay Shal Yoyim? You see that, at least the way Rabbi Yehuda understood, that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai only asked at Midah Rabbanan, not Midah Raisa. So says the Gemara, Eina Chanami, that's how Rabbi Yehuda understood. But Rabbi Yehuda, the Katoi, Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake. Who suffered Midah Rabbanan Ka'amar? He thought Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was only saying that it's Aser to eat Chadash on the second day of Pesach Midah Rabbanan. And therefore he argued, and he said, no, it's Minat Torah. However, Velohi, really he was mistaken. And really, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai didn't mean Midah Rabbanan. Rather, Midah Raisa Kamar. He was saying that it's also Minat Torah. And therefore, there's no real Machlekes. Frakta Gemara va Hiskin Kamar. How could you say he only meant that he didn't mean a Midah Rabbanan, that he meant a Midah Raisa? But it says that he made it as a Takana. It says, Hiskin Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So it says the Gemara, my hiskin, darash v'hiskin. When it says hiskin, it means that he darshened this drasha and he established it. But not that he made it as a takana d'rabanan, rather it's based off of a drasha, he held them midaraisa, it's aser to eat from the new grains, the entire second day of Pesach. That's why he said that the whole second day of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat from the chadash.